RGV Vascular and Vein Institute expands across the valley. Mega Doctor News, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. The Rio Grande Valley formally welcomed the expansion of the RGV Vascular and Vein Institute with ribbon-cutting ceremonies in Edinburgh and Weslaco this July, marking a significant step forward in healthcare access. Founded by Dr. Pedro Migo, FSCAI, a board-certified interventional cardiologist and vascular medicine specialist, the institute has grown from its origins as Mission Vascular and Vein Institute into a regional system now serving three cities under its new name. On July 9, the Edinburgh Chamber of Commerce and Explore Edinburgh hosted a celebration to mark the opening of the Edinburgh Clinic. "We're happy to be here with Dr. Pedro Migo and Dr. Shama Solomon," said Chamber Executive Director Ronnie Larald. "Congratulations to you and your team for this wonderful opening in the city of Edinburgh." He emphasized the city's rapid growth as a hub for education, entertainment, and healthcare, adding, "With that comes a lot of responsibility." Elected officials and community leaders attended, including Council Member Jason De Leon, newly appointed Council Member Jerry Lozano, and Maritza Gonzalez, Director of the Texas Healthcare Chamber of Commerce Alliance. "We are looking forward to all the families and residents you're going to help with this institute. Thank you for choosing Edinburgh and welcome," said Commissioner De Leon. Gonzalez praised Dr. Migo's contributions. "He is making waves. He is phenomenal in what he does, preventing amputations and providing the best care to every patient that walks in his door." Dr. Migo expressed gratitude, tracing his team's journey from Mission Vascular to the newly expanded RGV Vascular and Vein Institute. "First of all, I thank God, who blesses us every day," he said. "I also thank the entire team, from front desk to techs to providers. We are now the RGV family." He highlighted his associate, Dr. Shama Solomon, and named staff members in the fight against PAD, peripheral artery disease. "Our goal is to prevent amputations, improve circulation, and allow wounds to heal." Days later, the Weslaco Chamber of Commerce hosted the institute's opening. Chamber President and CEO Barbara Jean Garza said, "Very proud to be here to celebrate RGV Vascular and Vein Institute right here in Weslaco, Texas." Mayor Adrian Gonzalez added, "It's awesome to be here and at all these ribbon cuttings that we're having, because that just means Weslaco continues to grow and that people see the potential here in the city. Thank you for choosing Weslaco. You are not making a mistake. It's a city in the grow, a city that cares." Dr. Migo reiterated his mission. "First of all, I like to thank our God. Every day is a blessing," he said, recognizing Dr. Solomon and Administrator Cobos. "We are committed to doing our best to deliver the best care that we can provide." He also warned about the epidemic of vascular disease in South Texas. "We know this is a community in need. The epidemic of overweight, the epidemic of diabetes, unfortunately, these increase risks for heart problems, strokes, dialysis, eye problems, and amputation. We are committed to preventing amputations. That's our main reason." From the local provider community, Leslie Von Der AHE, LNFA, administrator at Weslaco Nursing and Rehab, noted, "I've heard doctors' names several times around our conference table. Send them there." She presented a commemorative plaque on behalf of the Weslaco Chamber. Yolanda Guzman, representing Texas Oncology and the Alliance, officially welcomed Dr. Migo as a member. "This is a plaque that you can display proudly. This is a chamber that focuses and supports healthcare professionals. RGV Vascular and Vein Institute specializes in treating peripheral artery disease, PAD, and chronic venous disease. PAD, caused by plaque buildup in the arteries of the legs, can progress from mild cramping to ulcers, gangrene, and eventual amputation. Risk factors, including diabetes, smoking, high cholesterol, and kidney disease, are widespread in the valley, contributing to the region's disproportionately high limb loss rates. The institute offers advanced diagnostic tools such as ankle brachial index tests, vascular ultrasound, and Doppler imaging. For patients requiring treatment, minimally invasive procedures, using balloons, wires, lasers, and stents, restore blood flow without prolonged hospital stays. In select cases, carbon dioxide, CO, is used as a contrast agent instead of iodine, a crucial option for patients with kidney problems. Dr. Migo, who has provided vascular care in the valley since 2005, has consistently emphasized prevention. "We always encourage second opinions. Too many amputations are preventable," he has said in prior interviews. walking, maintaining a healthy diet, and timely screenings remain cornerstones of his patient education efforts. The Institute's facilities, now in Mission, Edinburgh, and Weslaco, reflect a patient-centered vision shaped personally by Dr. Migo. "It really does take a special person to be able to create this vision and execute it," said Garza of the Weslaco Chamber. The dual celebrations in July represented more than new clinics, they symbolized expanding access to advanced vascular care across the valley. As Dr. Migo concluded in Weslaco, "We are here to serve. I'm very happy to be here." Related.